Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Matter of fact, your mother want to talk to you.
But
I want to know what you want to ask her.
Okay.
What do you want to ask ancestors?
Whatever you got to tell me.
Well, the ancestor told me to tell you that you are healed and told you to keep doing the home remedy that they told you to do. Do you hear me clearly? Is I'm clear?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm clear. So, you anything you want to ask your mother in the spirit world?
No, whatever you got to tell me, what she say.
Well, this is what she's saying to me, to you. To tell you that the pain that you're feeling, that you're going through, is going to go away. But she wants you to be consistent. She gave me one more thing, but I'm going to tell you not on line. I say. And she wants her to be more consistent and listening to what's going on around her. Thank you, Cancer. So I want to tell you, all this week, we're going to be crossing over. Now, I want to tell you that your mother said there's a new baby coming in your family. Now, I'm talking about your personal family, okay? That means between your daughters, your son, or anybody in your personal family, there's a new child coming, okay? So she didn't say, she just said a new baby coming. Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. So you'll know by before this year out who pregnant and who having the baby. They might be trying to hide it from you, but it's going to come out. I say. Okay. Now, as I cross over, now when you cross over, that means you're talking to people in the spirit world, and these people that crossed over. One of the things that the people crossed over is concerned about reparation. They're concerned about that Ukraine got all them billions of dollars, Israel got all them billions of dollars, and they gave billions of dollars to China, and they gave billions of dollars to one of them Asian countries, but they haven't gave no money to the black man and our ancestors. And reparation, we haven't got reparation. What I mean, if you work, you ought to get paid. And Dr. King says, give us our check. And what Dr. King crying out for his check, they still crying out now, our ancestors, for the check. If you had $1,000, if you had $1,000,000, $100,000, you can start your business. You can build a home. All the other people that are coming over from these countries, they are being given money. They've been given welfare. They get medical. These people just got over here. What about the black man that built this country from scratch? We built it. Our ancestors built it. And right now, we're standing on the foot of your mama, your grandma, your great-grandma. Because, see, what happened in Mississippi, they made cotton tea. Why? Black folk picked cotton, sold cotton all over the world. In Louisiana, they had sugar cane. That means domino sugar is so good. Because they sold sugar all over the world. They come to Mississippi to get cotton. They come to Mississippi to get, come to Louisiana to get sugar cane. They come to Virginia to get tobacco. So the down south white folks made millions, trillions of dollars, and the government didn't kick in and give the black man nothing. So we got a right to ask for reparations. We got a right to ask for pay our ancestors. If am one of you that listening. If you had $1 million, if you had $1 million, you could start your business. You could do what you want to, but you've been cut off. We've been cut off. So we are asking Biden for reparations. We're asking Trump for reparations. Whoever in office, they need to give reparation to the black man. Now, that's what needs to happen. We need reparation now. I want to ask you, 8130, do you think you feel that we need reparation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the reparation you get is what your grandmother, your father, and in your family tree, the slave was in slavery, and we didn't get paid. And right now, this government is spending trillions of dollars, sending to Ukraine for war, and sending trillions of dollars over to Israel for war, but the people here, they can't even get a welfare. They can't even get food stamps. So we're in a situation where the government got the Republican and Democrat got to stand up and make things work. So I agree we need reparation and we need it now. And I want to just say that to you. And each night we're going to talk about crossing over. And what we're going to do on Friday, we got all the way from Louisiana. We got, and as he come to give some information, okay, so some of you is scared to talk to him. But he said, Bishop, I made up my mind that I'm going to talk to people and get them some the guide for what they need. Okay, some of you don't know what you need and know what you're up against. You're up against witchcraft and evil. So the man from Algeria crossed the river from New Orleans. They called him the voodoo priest. So the voodoo priest would be him Friday. All day with me, the voodoo priest. I'm going to ask him questions and see what he's saying about what's going on in the world. That's the voodoo priest. And he's, when he comes with angels and saints. He come with the spirit gift. I want to go to, 8974 down in Mississippi. As I cross over, and see what the ancestors have to say. 8974, what you want to ask ancestors? That's 8974. Is your baby sick? Is you got somebody in the house sick?
I don't know.
Because the ancestors like, saying somebody's sick in your household.
Like as far as their stomach or what?
I don't know. Is they sick any kind of way? What happened? You got a son sick, a daughter sick, or anybody in your family sick?
I got two babies sick. I got two babies that dealing with their stomach.
Okay, that's your youngest child or your first child, your second child?
My second and my fourth one.
Both of them suffer with stomach problem, right?
Yes, sir.
How long they had the stomach problem?
Well, they both of them been dealing with them since birth, but my second born, he has to, I'm actually waiting on the result because he has to get an upper and lower GI done. So I'm waiting on them to call me with his results because they found something on his lower colon.
They found something in his stomach, in his gut or what?
Like on one of his intestines, his lower intestines, they found something. So they was running tests to see what was going on.
Doctor, they haven't told you what it was yet.
No, sir.
Now I want to ask you, what is your great grandmother? Your grandmother's spirit is around them babies. You see what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
Now, this lady in the spirit world saying that it's a lot of argument going on around you. Who arguing around you? Like it's some confusion.
I don't know.
Well, it'll come to you. Now, what you want to ask your ancestors?
I just want to know, right now at this time, I'm mainly worried about my brother.
Your brother is under witchcraft spell. Okay. Now, he under a spell of witchcraft and magic. He under a spell by what he's doing. So the ancestor got to break it up. Okay. I'm going to give you a recipe, I say. Now, what is your great-grandmother's name?
My great-grandmother?
What is your grandmother's name?
Odessa, my grandma.
Yeah, Odessa going to come and tell you exactly what to do, and I'm going to help you with that because she said he's under a spell and a curse, okay? Now, there's something he's eating, something he's drinking, and if you find out he's losing weight and he's not in his mind, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So the ancestors going to come and help you bring him to the next level, okay? But also, Beth is worried about the kids. It's something she want you to do with both kids, okay?
Yes.
To get them back together, because some of that happened to them kids is not on your side. Is on the daddy's side. It's the daddy of them kids. His family is sick.
I don't know.
Well, something going on with the daddy of the kids. So that has to be straightened out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I say. Now, anything else you want to ask the ancestors?
What is this confusion that she's seeing? What is that?
It's a confusion with this man that's in and out of your life. And when you go to him, somebody else been there, and it's confusion in that house. That's what they're saying. But it's something you got to put down in that house when you go, where it'll bring peace, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What's happening with that? Okay. Now, I'm still crossing over. Share. Now, I'm going 2265. You got something you want to ask the ancestors? Your number is 2225. You something you want to ask the ancestors? Let me open up the line. I didn't open the line up. Now the line is open up. 2265. You got a question you want to ask?
No, my daughter asked it for me by my son.
Okay, I want to tell you 22-25. It's some stuff you got to do to break that curse that's on him. And you being the mama, you got to do it. You got to do it.
I did what you told me the other day.
Yeah, because tonight is the full moon. And I'm going to do some stuff tonight to turn that stuff around, but we got to talk. Call me after the show. I'm going to tell you some stuff that you got to do tonight. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Ashe. Okay. Thank you. As we call, Des told me to tell you to clean up the house from back to front because it's something you got to move out of that house. Don't everybody in the whole house going to get sick. First, you got to run the roaches out. Then you got to run the spirits going out. You understand what I'm saying? If you got an insect or roaches or insects or...
little.
You ain't got them all out. You got to get them all out. Then once you do that, it's something you got to smoke the house out with to run them spirits because it's really all around the house, under the bed, under and outside. They come in from outside. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Chan Spirit. Okay. Now I'll tell you about that. Okay. So
don't wait to feel like you got to have it all together to come to God. You don't.
Okay, when we cross over with the ancestors, this is cross over with Ancestor 101. The ancestors is saying that this country got to do better towards black people. Towards reparation. And what that means, your ancestors worked in the cotton field, they worked in the sugar cane field, they worked in the tobacco field. They never did get paid. So this country owes the black man reparation. And when we are talking about reparation, that means money where you can buy a home or start a business. That's what the ancestor is saying tonight, Ashe. And a lot of black folks don't even understand that our government owe us. They're sending money over to Ukraine. Ukraine ain't did nothing for this country. Israel ain't did nothing for this country. But they just sent trillions of dollars over to Israel, and they started bombing, killing people. And they're sending trillions of dollars over to Ukraine, and they're killing people. But here in America, where black folks built this country, built the White House, built everything, Detroit, Chicago, black folks built this country, we haven't got, our ancestors haven't got paid. So it's important that you understand that. This is the full moon tonight. I want you to read Psalm 64, write this down, Psalm 90, Psalm 59, and Psalm 119. And now, if you know what smudge is, you smoke your eyes out tonight, Mary, tonight. You will smudge out east, west, north, and south, and get ready to move those negative energies. That's trying to control your body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now, as we cross over, our ancestors coming back asking for reparation. Our ancestors coming back giving us the knowledge of what we're supposed to be. See, when you look at our ancestors, they build the bridge. Whatever's been built in America, the ancestors did it. Roads. Okay. Now, what that means that now is time for this country, the richest country in the world, is to pay up the ancestors. Where all the people, they should be paid. Where you can open your business, build your house, all that. But other people coming in, ain't did no work, ain't paid no tax, and they give welfare, They're getting a stipend. They're getting $250 a month from the government. They seeing a doctor. They're putting them up somewhere to stay. And this is wrong. Bird, you got to take care of the people that's here, the people that built this country. You know, back in the day when Dr. King was saying that the Congress gave money to the white people that came over and set them up in business. That happened. And we still fighting the racial tension that's going on. We still fighting that. So you have to understand, when we say crossing over, we're talking about pay us what you owe us and what you owe our ancestors. We all standing on the foot of our ancestors. And our grandmother, they fought the cotton fields, and they worked. See, one thing Dr. King said was true, that we haven't got paid yet. And ain't nobody in Congress asked for reparations. No politician, nobody asked about money. See, when the white folks came over, they gave them land. They gave them money. I ain't talking about this is history. They gave them money. I want to play this tape by Dr. King. I want you to really listen to it and let you know how racist and how we've been cut out. And Dr. King brought the truth. That's why they assassinated Dr. King. Dr. King brought the truth of what's going on. And it's still true today.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help
bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. The real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
All these songs that you hear, Marvin Gaye, song that you hear is song of struggle. Song tells you how we've been flighted, how we've been thrown in there. We got man out of the brothers in jail right now. We Jeff Ford, we Larry Hooper. We the brothers that's in jail for nothing because they're able to stand up and organize black. This is what Marvin Gaye said.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah,
I can
brother,
dig
like,
it.
Stop right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light. Take it back. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right now.
More money on drugs. They have got forgot about God. We got to go back to God and go back to faith.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north to the south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me, Jesus. Our things ain't what they used to be, no, no. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from men? Mercy, can't you stand?
So much is happening, but I want you to know we got the whole world, and I want you to know right now as we get ready to go to the next level, we got to deal with the suffering that's going on with our people as we cross over our shares with our ancestors. Some people ain't got time enough to see that America is falling to evil and doing evil things. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I'm praying for you tonight that need a healing. I'm praying for you in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana. I'm praying for you down in Mobile, Alabama. Those that called me out of Texas. Those in Yazoo City, Goodman, Mississippi, Lexington, Durant, all over Alabama, all over Birmingham, wherever you might be, we still laying prayer down because prayer is the only thing we know. And prayer changes things because our ancestors brought us with prayer. So we got to continue with prayer. And we got to continue to lift up the name of the Almighty God. And when you lift the name of God, that will be a blessing for you and your family. So I want you to understand, for God has opened your eyes, for you might see what's going on. And once that happens, automatically, there's a breakthrough. Let's have this prayer tonight. Father, open our eyes where we might see, because some of us are blind.
to him, and he went to his father and petitioned him, Father, give me all of the goods that fall to me. His father did not hesitate. He immediately divided his living. You understand? And gave the young man his share. And not many days, he took his journey into that far country. Listen, if you please. He didn't go off looking for the young man. The young man was lost. Yes, he was lost. I don't mean only so far as morals or so far as that which is spiritual is concerned. I mean he was lost from himself. For the record is that when he found himself in the pigpen, he came to himself, which means that he was not at himself when he left home. I wish I had somebody here to share with me. You see, there are situations in life. Let me put it this way. I think sometimes that adversity help us to find ourselves. Some of the folk who are sitting here listening at me have gone through experiences and know that there are times in your life when you thought you knew it all. When you thought that you could impose your way and your will on everybody. When you thought that it was right to be selfish. For you see, the first law of nature may be self first, but the first law of grace is others first. I wish I had somebody here praying with me tonight. Just if you please. And it took a little adversity. It took a little sickness. Or it took a little misfortune. Or it took a little shake-up in your life to help you to find yourself. You see, this young man didn't find himself until he had gone all the way from a palace to a pig pen. Pray with me if you please. Took his journey into a far country. For he was alien. Alien from God. Alien from friends. Alien from his surroundings and from his native home. The wild blue yonder call. And there was nothing at home that could satisfy him. Hence he took his journey into a far country.
Sometimes you gotta go through something for God to let you know that he's your shepherd and you'll see about that.
I shall not walk. It's a very personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well,
if the Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so. With me.
Well,
If David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne.
Yeah.
Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand.
Well,
the courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past.
Well,
and began to think about those things that brought him over.
Yeah.
Had it been his skillfulness?
Well,
had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies?
No,
sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come.